Fight or Flight is what we call our ongoing series of interviews by award-winning team member Kirsty Bedford on the response of various tourism and travel organisations to the COVID-19 pandemic and how they see the future. Kirsty speaks with Sue Badyari, CEO of World Expeditions.
Sue has worked in the travel industry for 3 decades. Her favourite destinations are those where she can pursue her passion for hiking, and she's trekked in Nepal, South America, Europe, Africa and Asia. Good afternoon, Sue.
Good afternoon, Kirsty. How are you?
Good. Thanks for joining us. Tell us a little bit, first of all, about how your staff has been impacted and your trips and your clients, given COVID-19.
Oh, look, the entire environment is just unprecedented. I think, you know, we're witnessing probably the biggest crisis of our era. So, you know, the impacts have been immense. It's really quite heartbreaking. It's like the speed in which the COVID basically occurred started in January, just with a benign sort of virus in China, and, you know, by 11 March was announced as a pandemic by World Health Organization. And, you know, the whole environment in the tourism sector was just thrown into absolute chaos, with travellers in the field, travelling in countries where borders were closing down. The airlines were starting to suspend flights, and it was a very, very stressful time for travellers that then and continues to be, because of the uncertainty around what is going to happen with tour plans in the future.
And how has that impacted your staff and the trips that you're doing?
Well, look, obviously aligned with that whole change in tourism environment was the fact that the cessation of new business coming in, and that's obviously impacted staffing numbers across the industry. And in our case, you know, we're working on about 30% of our original staffing levels, and it's really been held up, thankfully, by the goodness of the JobKeeper scheme that the government announced in April, and we're hoping very much so that that will continue beyond September, because when we look at the outbound tourism industry, I think it's fair to say that there's not going to be much movement this side of Christmas, and so in which case, you know, we're all needing to keep our businesses alive and get through this. And yeah, it's definitely a very significant impact.
Yeah, and being a global company with 60% of your clients being Australian, how does that impact the business, and what are you doing to pivot going forward?
Yeah, we're really very, very fortunate in the sense that we've always had a strong philosophy on supporting local domestic tourism. So over many years, we've gone about setting up operations in all of our destinations. So, for example, here in Australia, we have 3 brands that offer walking trips up in the Northern Territory along the Great Larapinta Trail. And we have a base down in Tasmania. We've also got a base in the Blue Mountains where we run all of our own operations from. So whilst we're in a state of hibernation, I suppose, for our international trips, we're certainly putting a great dose of steroids into our domestic operations, and that's really where we see our immediate future.
And certainly, obviously, when the Trans-Tasman bubble begins, that would help as well, clearly, with those trips.
Well, we're very much looking forward to that happening as well, and I really do believe that that can happen, because we're both nations that have had very low cases of coronavirus, and I think the populations generally in both of our nations are very respectful of the social distancing requirements, and that's going to bode very well for that bubble opening up. And similar to the fact that we have some great operations here in Australia, we also have operating companies down in New Zealand, like we the Trail Journeys brand, for example, is focused on the original Otago Rail Trail cycleways, and we've got walking trips across New Zealand. So look, we're really, really hoping that that also is part of the government's plan in the next few months ahead.
And when people do start travelling again, do you think that that sort of expedition travel and experiential travel will be something that they will just continue to grow? Because obviously you would have seen some growth in that pre-COVID-19. We're certainly seeing that sort of an area that travellers are really keen to explore rather than being seen as spectators.
unbelievable. The growth in nature-based tourism has been fairly exponential over the last few years, and I think that's only set to increase now with COVID. I mean, one of the wonderful things about exploration in nature is that it's natural to be socially distanced because you are walking trails and you're enjoying the open air and environments, and it really lends itself to something quite emotionally, where people can connect to nature but also have the shared experience with a small group of like-minded travellers. So we're just blessed in Australia and New Zealand in terms of the choices for people to go out and really, really immerse in nature and enjoy all of the permeations that go with that.
How do you expect to see travellers changing going forward and post-COVID? What do you think will change or need to be altered, and how do you think things will look for travellers when this is all over, we're hoping? We can get to that point where we can actually say that it's over.
Look, I think what COVID's probably taught many of us as we've been in lockdown is to slow down. And if you like, I mean, our style of tourism for a long time has been advocating for the need for us, you know, human beings who are very, very busy all the time, to slow down. And I think one of the great opportunities for travellers is to engage that philosophy when they do take a holiday. And that's not necessarily just... And the other thing about the COVID of being in lockdown is that we've been told, and it's very true, that we have to stay active. And I think that you put those things about slowing down and keeping active together, and you have a really great opportunity to take that into the natural environments on a holiday, which does those two things and ticks those boxes beautifully.
Absolutely. And after 3 decades in the industry, I mean, clearly we've seen nothing like this before. What sort of predictions do you think we're going to see going forward in this sort of area of travel?
Look, I think the future for tourism is that we are needing to find a vaccination, because I think that is going to create confidence for people to travel. It's also the restoration of the world in terms of people's confidence to travel to destinations where systems around medical services will only be realised when, A, the COVID is felt to be brought under control, but also that vaccination is available. So I think how countries are responding to containing the virus is very important. But, you know, also going side by side along that is the need for countries to have operandus around COVID especially standards, such as we have with transportation and food preparation, just frameworks for operators that will be driven by federal state government agencies as to what needs to happen on tours and what have you. So that'll all be a natural progression for the recovery of the travel industry.
And from an international perspective, which areas do you think will bounce back quickest first? Which sort of areas are you looking at getting some of those Australian market back into?
Look, the immediate is going to be the obvious domestic market, but also New Zealand. I would like to think that countries that are doing well with COVID will create bubbles in themselves. So the European nations will probably create bubbles initially, but they'll be opened up to other nations as it's safe to do so. So we'll see that play out in the next, 6 to 12 months, I'd say, quite nicely, that areas of the world do open up to different communities, and that will just continue to expand. Having said that, obviously this is all about countries' responses and how they are containing the virus.
Yes, well, let's look forward to that day going forward. Thanks so much for your time today, Sue.
It's a pleasure. Thanks, Kirsty.
Kirsty Bedford was speaking with Sue Badiari, CEO of World Expeditions.